Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Tour the pit.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Youth Station, my dear brothers and sisters who are listening on the airwaves right now. You're listening to IRIB English Radio with me, your host, Jafar Sayed, and with me in the studio today I have
his co-host, Brother Habib, at your service. Born and raised in California, Los Angeles.
Very nice, Los Angeles. I myself am from Houston, Texas. And today on our program, we're going to be talking about one topic that's really, really hits home. It hits a lot of people nowadays with the age of social media and these different kinds of platforms that have put people on, I guess, on show for the rest of the world. The main topic we want to talk about today is what happens if you don't compare yourself to others. Brother Habib, do you have any views on why we should compare ourselves to others?
First of all, I just want to put this out there. That's every human being has a purpose in life. Every human being has a goal in life that they want to follow, that they want to chase. Of course, the goal must be kind of, you know, logical, rational. And of course, there's always that main goal that we have in fulfilling. And that is the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's true.
Gaining the human perfection, which is reaching heavens. And, you know, Ahlul Bayt being happy with you and satisfied with you. Main goal. Anyway. Also, we have to acknowledge that every human being has a different environment, a different background, a different upbringing. You know, you were raised to Pakistani family, right? You have a Pakistani culture. I have a Lebanese culture. In some aspects, in some ways of my life, my culture helps me. Sometimes it brings me back. Sometimes if I had your culture, it might have helped me more. Opposite is right. I was born in a, you know, middle-class family, right? Some people were born in a high-class family. Others are born in a poor-class family. All these backgrounds and environments help that individual in their certain goal, in their certain place. Some people, you know, are born in a racist country. I'm not going to say America, but anyway, some people are born in a racist country. And when they are in that racist country and they are living with dark skin, for example, they're hinged back in some situations.
That's true. They start looking at people with a different viewpoint.
People start looking with them on a different viewpoint. Yeah. They might not be looking at other people, but they're hinged back. You know, it's not as easy to get accepted in some colleges because of your skin color.
That's true.
Right? So keeping these two facts in mind, every human being should always look at themselves. Was I able to reach my goal or not? Where did I go wrong? Where did I go wrong? Always like the saying of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, jiddu bil mawjood. Do the best you can with whatever is available.
That's true. But most people, their main goal, I guess, you know, say quote unquote, main goal in their life now is to seek acceptance from others. They want society to know what they've done, right?
Al-jah.
Exactly.
Al-jah, to be famous.
Fame. Exactly. Right? It's not more, because the example that you gave, the typical way of someone, how someone should live their life, was more of a spiritual way where you get to know yourself and find your closeness with God. But nowadays, with, you know, all the technology and all the different social media platforms that have opened up, people want society's acceptance.
Now, see, that's their goal. I'm not going to talk about the goal because I think that needs a separate show to say that that's a wicked goal. That's a wrong goal to have. And why is it wrong? Because the only way you're going to reach that goal is like how you said, right? Is by looking at others, right? Or exactly. By, for example, you know, you have to lie, you have to show off, you have to have self-pride, you have
to have
this.
Yeah, any means possible to...
Exactly.
So, to get famous.
Right? Now, although there might be a way that you might become famous, but it's not at the end of the day if you don't become famous. There might be, you know, let's call it a legal way.
Okay.
A shari'i way, right? That doesn't contract or does not budge with the Islamic teachings. For example, I want to become famous. How do I become famous? That's the first thing, right? I want to be famous for my knowledge. I want to be famous for being the smart person that made this new theory.
Okay.
So what do I do? I put my time. I don't look at others that they had the chance to study, that they were put in this college or that college. They had more funds. They had a better time. No, I look at myself. I put my head down and I start to work. I start to study. I start to think. I start to ponder. I put my time. Because whenever you put your time, whenever you don't look at others, it brings you down when you look at others. That's the main thing I want to put out. Mm-hmm. That's the scar that I want to put my hand on. That whenever you look at others, it's going to bring you down.
That's true. It lowers your drive to do something. Okay, so right now we will take a short break and we'll come back and ask Brother Habib what he thinks is the proper way of living through this age where everyone is comparing themselves with another. Please stay tuned and we will join you in a bit.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
We are back with Youth Station on the IRIB English Radio, and we were talking about why we shouldn't compare ourselves with others. So we were talking today with Brother Habib about what happens if you don't compare yourself with others and how you should be living your life, not in the shadow of others.
Yeah. And we talked about before taking the break that, you know, whenever you look at others and how they are exceeding, how they are excelling in life, it brings you down in various situations. For example, this person had funds. He had a budget.
Okay.
Came from a rich family. So he had this goal of becoming, for example, a famous football player. He had the equipment. He had the trainers. He even had the time. Unlike this poor person who, for example, also wants to become a football player, he doesn't have the money for nutrition, for example. He doesn't have the money for training, for the proper equipment. But most of the times, subhanAllah, we see that person that didn't have this equipment, didn't have the chance, you know, didn't have the proper environment, excel and become what? A professional, for example. Professional footballer.
Become successful in general.
And the person that had everything didn't do it, didn't reach it. So if that poor person was to look at that rich person at that time, at the beginning of their, let's say, journey to becoming a professional, he might have been broken. Mm. If he looked at him, he said, oh man, look how advanced that person is. He is advanced because he had a background. He had a proper environment. You didn't have it. But that doesn't mean that he's going to reach or you're not going to reach. It depends on yourself. Whenever you compare yourself to others, it's going to bring you down. Of course, there's this one condition. Compare yourself to others who are below you. For example, you have food on your table. You go look at the people who don't have food. You will understand the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you. If you look at your house, you might not be happy with the house that you have. But if you go to different places, for example, where their only shelter is a piece of tent or piece of cloth, when you go to your house, you understand your blessing. When you have children and you see them as the biggest devils in the world, Iblis learns from them. He does. You'll see people who are without children, how they are suffering from inside because of them not having children. You understand the blessing of your children. Always look at this in a positive way.
Uh-huh. So you're saying comparing yourself, in a sense, isn't wrong, but you have to realize who you're comparing yourself to. And I guess what goal is
exactly in mind. What's the purpose of comparison? I think that's the proper way to say it. Mm-hmm. What is your purpose of comparing yourself to others? Is it to measure yourself that I have reached my goal or I haven't reached my goal? That's wrong. Because mm-hmm. that person might have reached the goal that you were desiring because he had a background. It will bring you down. But if your goal was to see how lucky you are, how blessed you are, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened His blessings upon you, then that's a good way.
Okay, so if we look at it nowadays, with the kids being brought up in a society where, you know, likes, shares, subscriptions matter, what do you tell them? As in, they were brought up in this world, this way. As in, they're brought up just thinking this. So look, the more likes you have, the more subscriptions you have, the more followers you have, the more successful you are.
I think human beings, even before the age of social media, they craved fame. Mm-hmm. I think it's there. It's out there. It was there before social media, but now it's become more easier. It's become digital. That's what I believe it. I believe that social media is actually just a new platform of society. It's a new manner of conducting society. It has its pros and cons anyway. But the thing is that human beings, they desire it. You have to educate that person, that child, that these likes are fake. These likes and these comments and these shares, all of them, I'm not going to say all of them, I'm going to say most of them are not their true reality. they like you because they like this topic. They like you in this manner. They don't like you for who you are or what your true purpose is or what your true goal is.
So they just like you for that specific thing that you've, say, posted or shared,
for example, yeah.
Okay. Okay, and we will come back to Brother Habib and see his view on how we can fix ourselves and how we can, say, enrich the youth of today to understand that comparing yourselves with one another isn't healthy. We're back on IRIB English Radio. This is Youth Station. And we were continuing our conversation over how we shouldn't compare ourselves with one another. You said before the break that we should really bring up our children in such a way to make them understand that these likes, these shares, these follows, they don't really have a significant meaning behind them.
They will learn it one day or another in a hard way, normally.
Yeah.
They will learn it in a hard way or an easy way. The easy way is that you teach them. The hard way is that the society breaks them.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, educating them, yeah, about the reality of these likes, I think is important. That's one. Another thing that we should also keep in mind is that why? Why do you crave it? It's in you. Oh, I like it because I feel good. Who says that every time you feel good, it means that it's good?
You know, that's true.
A person with cholesterol, I always bring up this example. A person with cholesterol feels so good to eat a hamburger.
Okay.
But this person has cholesterol. If he eats the hamburger, he's going to die. So not everything that it feels good is good.
Yeah, a famous saying that I once heard was, too much of a good thing isn't good, right? However good it might make you feel at that moment, at the end of the day, it's there to hurt you. Just like the same example you gave with the burger and cholesterol.
Yeah.
Right? It might be tasty. It might be tantalizing right there in front of you.
Mm.
But you knowing that, look, if I eat this, it's going to hurt me at the end of the day. That's where you really draw the line and
exactly.
Move forward.
You see, there's this verse I love very much. تَشَابَهَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts are alike. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was comparing the mushrikeen, the kuffar, the infidels, before the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, until to the time of the Prophet, that their hearts are alike. And the Qur'an does not die. The Qur'an is alive.
True.
Right? So to this day, their hearts are alike. Human beings are alike. Pharaoh's main cause was to be worshipped. How do you become worshipped? People like you. People start to, you know, idolize you. You become an idol for them. All right? So they start to worship you in this manner. You like the love. You like the fame. You like what it brings with it. You fall into that trap and you forget your true creator. Also, one of the benefits of prayers, as in the saying of Imam Ridha alayhi salam, is that it makes you belittle yourself in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It humbles you down to your knees. That's the reality of our prostration. That's the reality of our bowing down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Returning to our reality, we are mere nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't deserve this fame. The only person that deserves that worship and fame is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it pretty much takes you away from that reality. But there's also different manners and different senses of how to educate our children about this fact. Examples that we could bring up for them.
Uh-huh. So in conclusion, you're saying that self-building and, in a sense, humbling oneself in front of people and in front of God especially is one of the main factors in understanding what we have and what we don't have and how comparing ourselves with others might not necessarily be the best option in our case. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have today here on Youth Station. I would really like to thank Brother Habib for joining us today. And inshallah, we will see you in the next time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong because of you. In weakness I am braver. My defender and my savior. My giver and my taker. abiding in silence with patience and guidance. Aware when I need you, the light when I see you.